You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa County District Attorney Wade Newell says the officer involved in a deadly shootout with a suspect acted legally and in self-defense. The December 22nd shooting saw authorities respond to a domestic violence incident involving 49-year-old Matthew Luke of Chippewa Falls. Luke fired multiple shots at law enforcement authorities at the residence before fleeing in a vehicle. He later crashed in the town of Lafayette during the police pursuit and fired at officers again before an Eau Claire Police Department detective shot and killed him. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is looking for input from the community on a proposed resurfacing project in Dunn County. According to DOT officials, the resurfacing project would cover U.S. 12 from Princeton Drive to Wisconsin 29, as well as Wisconsin 40 from U.S. 12 to County Highway M. The proposed construction is scheduled for 2026 and would require a week-long closure on Wisconsin 40 for a railroad crossing replacement. The Department of Transportation is accepting input on the project through the end of the month. The Ethiopian Community Development Council is looking for assistance from the community to help support relocated refugees in the region. According to organization officials, the Trump administration's recent federal funding freeze has left them without access to the money needed to support their vetted refugees in Barron, Marathon, Portage, and Wood counties. Officials are hoping to raise $100,000 to maintain current staffing levels and continue providing assistance for things like rent, utilities, and emergency needs. It's spring primary election day in Wisconsin with various local elections and one statewide race on the ballot. The most closely watched results will be the primary for the state superintendent election in April. Dr. Jill Underley is facing a primary challenge from Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright and education consultant Brittany Kinzer. The top two vote-getters in the primary today will advance to a head-to-head matchup on the April 1st ballot. Voting information can be found on myvote.wi.gov. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is scheduled to deliver his budget proposal from the state capitol in Madison at 7 p.m. tonight. During his State of the State address in recent weeks, Governor Evers declared 2025 as the year of the kid. He also noted some of his priorities for the biennial budget, which included increased spending on public schools and violence prevention. Governor Evers has expressed concerns about the status of federal funding, which could affect the budget. Wisconsin currently has a budget surplus of over $4 billion. As the Wisconsin Supreme Court election begins to kick into gear, a political action committee backed by Elon Musk is throwing hundreds of thousands of dollars into advertisements. The Building America's Future Political Action Committee is running over $400,000 worth of ads in support of the conservative candidate Judge Brad Schimmel, including in the Eau Claire area. Musk has publicly expressed his support for Judge Schimmel. Judge Susan Crawford's campaign accused Musk of trying to buy the election for her conservative opponent. Local YMCA branches and the Eau Claire Area School District are teaming up for a donation drive to support homeless students. According to a press release, the Downtown and South YMCAs in Eau Claire and the Chippewa Falls YMCA will be accepting donations of clothing items like new socks and underwear or gently used clothing items, as well as new hygiene products, until March 7th. The donations can be dropped off at any of the locations and will be given to students in need so they can give their full focus to their education. Rice Lake Area School District officials say they saw a slight decrease in student enrollments in September. According to district officials, 12 students are no longer part of the district as of their January count. The decrease is not a massive change in the total student population of over 2,000, but decreasing enrollment has commonly been cited as a driving factor for districts proposing operational referendums to meet their funding needs. The September count is the one included in the rolling three-year averages to determine revenue limits. The Wisconsin Department of Trade and Consumer Protection is encouraging high school juniors to apply for the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. According to a press release, the agency is hoping to have 15 members in total, with at least one from each of the 9 council districts. The council is meant to help students interested in an agricultural career learn about the challenges facing the industry, sources of assistance, and increase awareness of agricultural policy development. Applications must be submitted by March 31st. State lawmakers are again considering an extension of Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers. The legislation has wide bipartisan support, but not from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who says it's unlikely it will become law this session. The extension would allow mothers on Medicaid to receive a full year of coverage to protect against a number of post-birth medical issues. A similar proposal is advancing through the Arkansas State Legislature, and if that passes, Wisconsin would be the only state in the country to not offer the expanded coverage. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Badgers in Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tonight at the Kohl Center, it's Wisconsin against the Fighting Illini. Now, the last time these two teams met, Illinois won 86-80. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head basketball coach Greg Gard on tonight's game.
Yeah, I think we're better on both ends of the floor. But obviously a really good team, a lot of talent. You know, when they're playing well, they're really, really good. So it's going to be a challenge for us and a good measuring stick to see where we have come from early December.
Number 16th ranked Marquette at home tonight in Milwaukee against Seton Hall. Baseball in Arizona. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked about 22-year-old Jefferson Cairo coming back from surgery, and Murph is excited about the young catcher's future.
He's the right kid. He's got the right makeup, the right approach to the game. But coached well, parented well, because that dude's special. Just mark it down. When I'm around a great one, and I can smell it. He smells like he's going to be a great one.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. The British Oscars, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Members of the Hollywood Press say this will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrian Brody for his performance in The Brutalist. Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora, and in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Amelia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. The much-talked-about Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special is in the books, and it didn't disappoint. That is if my social media acquaintances weren't lying. Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter opened the show with a duet, singing Simon's Homeward Bound, which was followed by Steve Martin, who did the opening monologue. Martin has been one of the most frequent hosts and a staple on the show for the last 50 years. Some of the most talked about moments of the broadcast included performances by Miley Cyrus, a moving tribute by Aubrey Plaza to her husband, who took his own life recently, and a song from Adam Sandler in his crazy Adam Sandler voice that paid tribute to the show's history. The audience seemed to enjoy the live sketches, though, the most, and all the fun cameos from past cast members and hosts. My personal favorite joke was during Black Jeopardy when Kenan Thompson said, "Welcome to Black Jeopardy, the only game show where every contestant understood Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance." If you missed the broadcast, you can check it out on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Another frigid day with sunny skies, a high of only 4 above. Wind chill values, though, as low as 38 below, especially in the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy, dangerously cold again with a low of negative 14. Wind chill values down to 30 below. Right now, 14 below.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.